We ruffled some military industrial feathers recently with our video about Palantir, the US government's favorite weapons and surveillance software company that just recently partnered with NVIDIA, which is what our video is about. As a reminder, Palantir is the company leading the charge on what we think is a path to global surveillance. So it probably should come as no surprise that Palantir quickly found our video. What did come as a surprise to us was that Palantir bothered to respond to it. And actually, it looks like we're going to Washington, D.C. to talk to them. This is Eliano A. Yunus, the head of strategic engagement at Palantir and the guy who responded to us. Eliano Yunus previously worked for an organization that has defended domestic surveillance of Americans as a positive, with the organization saying that facial recognition concerns and false arrests are merely hypothetical, except that they've happened even back when that was written. More recently, Yunus has been cited by Wired as kicking multiple reporters out of their booth at events and as threatening to call the police on journalists for participating in a public conference. Seems a little sensitive. Yunus is also a big fan of AI. He says that, quote, AI will give American workers superpowers, end quote. The superpower is unemployment or wrongful imprisonment. And Eliano Yunus says that we're fear-mongering. That's right. The guy at Palantir says we're the ones fear-mongering. So here's Eliano Yunus's boss, not fear-mongering, when he says that safety is assured only by making other people scared.
And safe means that the other person is scared.
Our product is used on occasion to kill people.
And you know, I constantly, the critique I get in Wall Street is I'm an arrogant prick.
Well, I love the idea of getting a drone and having light fentanyl-laced urine spraying on analysts who tried to screw us.
That last one's actually a leak. It's the next 10-person kill streak unlock. Except instead of in Call of Duty, it's IRL. Researching Yunus more, we also found this tweet saying, quote, if Palantir is the spooky surveillance company with skeletons in its closet, like the foreign X accounts and the Guardian journalists make it out to be, then why are the world's largest companies betting their futures on Palantir software? End quote. That's why! That's why they're betting on it! It's because it's the spooky surveillance software! Like, that is specifically the reason that they're betting on it. Anyway, there's a lot to respond to today, because Yunus and Palantir responded to our video, so consider this our response to their response to our video, where we're going to respond to the response that they responded with. Let's check it out. We brought you this video with our brand new limited edition Disappointment Tour PC Build t-shirt on store.gamersnexus.net, recapping all of the worst hardware events in 2025 and one banned tour date style shirt on the back. The front has an array of GPUs from the big video card vendors in various states of being redacted, with a censored GN logo at the bottom as a throwback to our most prized time of the year, when we got Bloomberged. This is shown on the back of the t-shirt with other dates. The shirts are available in a comfortable 100% cotton with black or a highly breathable tri-blend design with vintage coloring on the logo print. The back of the shirt has the best of the worst, referencing AI, what we thought was NVIDIA manipulating the press, Intel being in total freefall, the tariff situation, and more. Buying one of these directly supports another year of independent reporting and coverage from us, as we're majority funded these days by the audience, not by corporate backers, as we've successfully wound down the percentage of ads we sell to revenue we bring in from public support, like from our audience. Thank you for all of that. Head over to store.gamersnexus.net to support us directly for 2026 by buying a Disappointment Tour t-shirt for 2025. The irony isn't lost on us today that we just spent a week obsessively digging into the historical background of high-ranking staff at a surveillance company, Palantir. And Palantir CEO and man one scimitar short of accurate Drizzt Do'Urden and cosplay, Alex Karp, has some 2004-era Xbox lobby shit-talking that he does, and we're no strangers to shitposting. In fact, it's kind of one of our key areas of expertise, so we're happy to engage in a shitpost war with a war profiteer. After taking a quick break to celebrate Christmas with NVIDIA using our sick Photoshop skills and not AI, we were focused on Palantir. Palantir is the company that markets its software as being,
our product is used on occasion to kill people.
And Jensen Huang is the guy who just said that NVIDIA is going to
accelerate everything Palantir does.
Now here's what went down. GNCA viewer and haver of excellent username Tux Sudu on Twitter tweeted, quote, wasn't ever expecting Gamers Nexus to make a video on Palantir, but it's become so prevalent and invasive, here we are, end quote. Eliano Yunus, head of strategic engagement, responded, saying, quote, let me fix it for you. wasn't ever expecting Gamers Nexus to make a video on Palantir, but it's become so polarizing due to misinformation and an abundance of fear-mongering BS, so a lot of content creators are leaning into it to generate a lot of clicks, so here we are, end quote. Now, we immediately clicked Eliano's profile and found that he's a walking billboard for Palantir. In fact, he might have more Palantir logos on his Twitter page than we have GN logos in our main set. Now, let me tell you that. That's impressive. After pointing this out, Eliano attempted to correct us to note that we had missed a couple logos. Unfortunately, despite all the surveillance technology in the world, even Eliano missed one of the Palantir logos. Now, he's decked out in Palantir drip. This just feels gross to say. Because he's the head of strategic engagement. Now, you might be asking, what does the head of strategic engagement do? And this formal job title at Palantir is Vibes, which makes sense given the vibe tweeting. Maybe the head of strategic engagement is because Twitter guy and merch guy don't sound as good. I mean, between those two roles, maybe we're not so different after all. Formerly, he was the strategic engagement and US government partnerships lead at Palantir. Before that, he was simply evangelist. On the XKCD scale of evangelism, Eliano leads towards the people who open bananas from the other end of the intensity spectrum. That's because he really likes Palantir.
My job is rooted in the fact that I'm obsessed with Palantir.
And his job at Palantir is to control the narrative. That's not our words.
A lot of people not at Palantir were trying to tell the story of what Palantir did and didn't do. And quite frankly, I was sick and tired of it. I was sick and tired of people with bad intentions, many of them who are actually here. I was sick and tired of them telling our story. And so I took it upon myself to develop relationships, taking that skill from the nonprofit sector of telling stories, raising money. I wanted to do that for Palantir. And so I built relationships with think tank experts that were covering AI, that were covering government. And basically, I showed them demos. I didn't want to sell them anything. I just simply said, this is what we're doing. If you have questions, here I am. And developed those relationships. And then we started to get invited to speak on panels. And we started to control more of the narrative around what the company does and doesn't do.
And he tries to do just that. Wired previously wrote that Yunus threatened to call the cops when Wired asked questions at their booth at a trade show. He's not the only one at Palantir doing this either. Jack Paulson, on Substack, posted a photo captioned, quote, security guards demanding the author's ejection from the SCSP AI Expo Hall as a result of filming their ejection of a France 24 correspondent, end quote. That one attributed to Taylor Campbell of Palantir. Writer Caroline Haskins said, quote, Palantir told me I was banned from its booth at a tech conference, didn't give a reason, and threatened to call the cops if I came back, end quote. She said, quote, Palantir has become increasingly defensive towards perceived critics, end quote. To that, head of strategic engagement and author of Definitely Not Defensive 497-word tweet, Eliano Yunus responded. His response said he's going to call out Haskins for, quote, shoddy, end quote, journalism. Oh shit, the real Slim Shady just stood up. You'll act like you've never seen a drone fly before. Among other ramblings, Slim Shady Yunus said that it's unethical for a reporter to quote people in a public space at a trade show designed to promote products if those people are unaware they are speaking to a reporter. First of all, not how that works. Secondly, the guy at Palantir is upset that somebody is listening to them and quoting them. I mean, it's just, the jokes kind of write themselves. We're Palantir, the company that's a war profiteer, that publicly talks about how its product is used to kill people, is judging people on ethics. Specifically because they're being listened to and watched. Sure. But back to the first point, reporters aren't cops. They don't have to reveal anything to you, especially at a public trade show where the product is being sold to to people walking around, businesses that are at that show, and reporters who are also at it. Like, you don't have to reveal anything. And that's even assuming he's telling the truth about it not being revealed. Normally you have a badge that says press on it. But okay, Yunus shifts the narrative, which is his self-stated job, and changes the topic to ethical reporting, calls her report a, quote, hit piece, end quote, and then pulls more tricks out of the deflection bag of holding and claims his comments were taken out of context. And so the strategic tweeter and man definitely not proving a point about being defensive elaborated by saying he would have gone to Alaska to mop floors as long as it meant working for Palantir, and that he is, quote, obsessed with the company, end quote. There's a word for that mentality.
Nicole.
He closes by suggesting he or Palantir are owed an apology and complaining that reporters at a tech conference, quote, shoved the camera, end quote, in his face and shouted questions. That's right, just to, once again, not to put too fine of a point on it, but the Palantir guy was upset that somebody was recording him with a camera. That's all I have to say. Despite accusing us at GNCA of spreading misinformation across multiple replies to other users, Aliano Yunus never once stated any actual misinformation in our video. We checked. He just continually reiterated that our report was, quote, BS, end quote. And to that we say, it's okay, Yunus. You can swear on the internet. He never actually explained what the BS was, so we replied, quote, an endorsement from the Palantir head of strategic engagement himself. Neat. I like when the company that talks about how you're only safe when you make someone else scared accuses others of fear-mongering. Happy to meet you on camera, Aliano. It's strategic engagement, right? So Palantir's head of strategic engagement replied, stating, quote, I think we fundamentally disagree on the concept of peace through strength. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Peace is strength. Wait, no, it doesn't say that part. The head of strategic tweeting continued, quote, you're upset that CARP speaks openly and proudly about equipping our warfighters with the best capabilities so they can deter America's enemies or eliminate them when necessary. Furthermore, you aren't really grasping the integral role that software plays in preserving privacy and civil liberties while simultaneously allowing our government to protect us from threats. You have every right to question whether or not the government can be trusted, but to assume that Palantir is the tool that they are using to break the law... Wait, did he just write... Let's read that again. But to assume that Palantir is the tool that they are using to break the law shows the lack of accuracy in your research, end quote. Now, first of all, the plain English implication here, based on how that sentence is written, is that the government is breaking laws just with a different tool. But let's move on. He continued, quote, I'm personally not going to meet you on camera, but shoot. I'll shoot you, but shoot. I'll shoot you a DM. Oh, okay. Okay, sure. A DM. Shoot me a DM. Sure. And we can work something out with one of my PCL colleagues or a member of the community. It's an important conversation to have, end quote. Now, the tweet strategist says that governments are using software to preserve civil liberties and protect us from threats. And this is all just for your protection. So, we have a response, of course, but let's just see what the internet had to say before us. Alright, let's go through some of the internet's responses. Quote, as a veteran, man, do I hate the fucking term warfighter, end quote. Quote, did military engagement fighters not have the same ring to it, end quote. Quote, if service member is good enough for the life insurance plan, it's good enough for general usage, end quote. Quote, there's no fucking way that you're talking about preserving privacy. Your company does nothing but do its best to strip our privacy away, end quote. Quote, you guys are literally making surveillance software that will operate on American citizens against their will. Violating natural rights isn't peace through strength, it's tyranny. What a fucking sidestep response. Spying on Americans does not preserve civil liberties, LMAO. Wimpy Manlet, you are a fucking war criminal. Hey, can you describe your job in three words, or is it made up? Head of strategic engagement, so the social media guy? The most overcomplicated way ever to say social media guy. Peak wanker job title. What a fake-ass sounding position. To assume Palantir is a tool used to break the law, my brother in Christ, you literally called it Palantir, like my murder cannon of death and suffering, TM, is totally safe and fun and used only for good and not a weapon at all, ass statement. I think you should be in jail. How's that for peace through strength? I love how you went from social media tough guy to I'm not gonna be on camera, so someone else will. Bro, you gotta be the most bitch-made dude on the internet today, end quote. Jesus fucking Christ. Remind me not to fuck with you guys. Like, you guys are brutal. The internet is absolutely brutal. This is, I don't think I, do I even need to respond? I don't know that I need to respond after that. Jesus fuck. Alright, well, look, mine's not gonna be as impassioned as some of these. I mean, I gotta give credit to the guy who said the murder cannon of death and suffering and trademarked it. That's pretty good. But let's just, we'll do our best here. Here's our response to the response of him responding to our response of our video. Response. First of all, Yunus said he wouldn't appear on camera, but he said we have a right to question the government. We see Palantir as an extension of the government, and Palantir may even agree with us. In a 2020 blog post, Palantir said, quote, technology companies should be scrutinized, especially when their technology is used by governments, end quote. To Yunus, we replied with this, quote, big change in tone from you. Thanks for acknowledging that we have a right to question you and the government. We'll arrange a time to meet you at your office on camera to do so. All conversations and DMs will be considered on record and will be shared with the public. We'll be in touch, end quote. Yunus responded, quote, we are all about tough questions and debate at Palantir. You rightfully made a video, I watched, and rightfully called BS. Love the fact that you want to come to our office. We will do something cool. Look forward to hearing from you. Beer cheers emoji, end quote. Sure. we'll do something cool. As for calling BS, Yunus was challenged multiple times by Twitter users and repeatedly stated that he could offer resources to debunk our report, but never once produced those resources. Users replied asking, and he ghosted them. But it might help to know more about the people who, just after the first rejection, accepted our attempt to appear on camera to talk about Palantir. Before working at Palantir, the head of strategic engagement, Yunus was the director of development for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Foundation and Institute, which has proven a useful connection for him, since the foundation has hosted Alex Karp in the past.
And safe means that the other person is scared.
Before that, Yunus worked for think tank CSIS as a campaign coordinator and executive officer. CSIS, or the Center for Strategic and International Studies, previously published an article titled, quote, Facial Recognition and Fear, end quote, in which it gaslights readers into thinking facial recognition at a global scale is totally safe and not abusable. CSIS wrote, quote, It is particularly worrisome that many of the concerns expressed over facial recognition and AI are hypothetical. We would want to determine, for example, how many false arrests there have been because of the use of facial recognition technologies, end quote. Actually, it's probably better to think about those things before the false arrests happen. That would be preferable, and since 2019, there have been a lot more false arrests as a result of AI facial recognition technologies. If they had just addressed this in 2019 instead of hand-waving it and outright dismissing it, those might not have happened. Yunus's former employer, CSIS, also wrote this, quote, Americans say they want innovation, but innovation only comes with risk. Risk-free innovation is a non sequitur. Speaking of non sequitur, and we're not really going to get into this, but CSIS then randomly brought vaccination into the discussion about surveillance? Quote, Why have so many Americans come to fear technology? One salient example is the anti-vaxxers, who managed to change measles from a disease close to eradication to one that is again flourishing, end quote. We're not going to talk about that today, right? It's not really the scope of this. The point is, that is, by the literal definition of it, non sequitur, which is what they're trying to smokescreen and bullshit everyone else into thinking when they say they're concerned about facial recognition technology being installed all over the fucking world at this point. It's like, diseases have nothing to do with cameras spying on you, and with facial recognition, and with pre-crime. It is whataboutism, and it's deflection, and it is completely unrelated to any of this. Quote, fears about facial recognition bear some similarity to the surge in conspiracy theories. Fears that government use of facial recognition technology will lead to the pervasive surveillance system seen in China are irrational, end quote. Now, they never say why it's irrational. It is literally the most direct line you could possibly draw. It's like 2 points that create a line segment. And it, probably the only difference is that China wished they had thought of this particular approach to it first, which is put the surveillance under private corporations under the guise of some sort of separation from government and then publicly trade and inflate them to boost the economy while also reducing civil liberties. That's probably really the thing that we innovated here. Quote, this fear of Big Brother reflects declining confidence in government, particularly elected officials, to provide adequate oversight. They also wrote, quote, the disparity in views of facial recognition in Asia and the United States is also worrying. Facial recognition technologies are widely used in Asia, but there's been no outcry about discrimination, end quote. Actually, there has been. In fact, the U.S. government has previously put a former Silver Lake investment, the company that helped Jared Kushner buy EA Games, on the entity list for publishing patents that describe using facial recognition technology to identify surveilled people's ethnic background, listing Uyghurs as an example of people ethnically identifiable via facial recognition technology. And that can happen here too. In fact, it's already happening here. U.S. government agencies have used Palantir technology to surveil and profile people, including U.S. citizens. We talked about that in our last piece. So now we know more about Yunus's background. He's also a Palantir merch guy and ardent Palantir defender on Reddit and Twitter, two platforms known for constructive, thoughtful conversations and dialogue, where Eliano regularly participates. But Palantir has it hard on the internet. A lot of people think they're evil. Quote, why don't the Palantir spying accounts like to engage in healthy discourse, end quote, wrote Eliano Yunus, who previously responded to healthy discourse with, quote, you're such a dumb fuck, Sam, end quote, and, quote, if you're upset now, it's gonna get worse, much worse, take care, big boy, end quote, but as long as the posts aren't, quote, low IQ, end quote, or critical, they're seemingly acceptable. When he's not defending surveillance technology, he's defending crewnecks, or high prices, of shirts and hoodies, which somehow even exceed YouTuber merch prices. But edgelord's gonna edgelord. Let's get back to the core of this piece, which is what Palantir actually fucking does. And in this case, we're gonna talk more about some of the surveillance contracts that Palantir has, since this is seemingly what Eliano Yudis was trying to, quote, call BS on. And we'd be happy to talk to him some more about that once we get up to DC to talk to them. As the merch guy Yunus took heat for selling Palantir hoodies that cost $100, he said he was trying to reduce cost and prices, quote, will go down eventually, end quote, after which the prices went up by $40. Now, and I promise this is going to be relevant in a moment, if you're wondering why a Palantir hoodie would cost $140, it's because Palantir, quote, is a lifestyle brand, end quote, selling merch and ice.
And just kind of see Palantir for what it is, which is this beautiful company that is backed by a beautiful product and people that really care about doing good things.
Now our concerns remain for tools that companies like Flock, with Flock cameras, and Palantir produce for software enabling surveillance and spying by private companies that can buy, trade, and sell this data to use to create complete profiles on everything you do, everywhere you go, and also by governments to be used on the general population. This is not a new concern, but this is the core of our concerns, and we don't want to get too distracted from that, because like we talked about last time, this kind of stuff, surveillance just in general, not just Palantir here, can be used for anything from military use cases, which is where Palantir sort of specializes, to things that are more focused on just making profit. For example, monitoring where you go, stand, and what you consider buying in a grocery store using existing data out there about you, your financial and economic situation, to fine-tune and adjust the price to optimize it to just the point below where you wouldn't buy it anymore, pushing everybody just to the limits of what they can afford. This is a thing that is actually happening, especially in some grocery chains in the United States. So the surveillance, it has wide-reaching implications. It's not all just evil use. I mean, well, that's pretty evil, but it's a different kind of evil. In 2018, The Verge reported on a predictive policing system that Palantir was allegedly working on with the New Orleans police. The Verge said the system was, quote, essentially a predictive policing program that purports to predict which people are likely drivers or victims of violence, end quote. Further, The Verge uncovered Palantir documents that are now available on Document Cloud. One document, titled NOLA Murder Reduction, includes the data sources analyzed in Palantir's software. The data includes public safety records, police reports, gang databases, building details, and camera registries, among other sources. We're back to the Minority Report precogs with this one. Shockingly, or maybe not, Palantir declined to comment to The Verge. In a subsequent article, The Verge said New Orleans' contract with Palantir had ended. In a recent example, government documents from April described how Palantir is working with U.S. Immigration and Customs to build what media called an Immigration OS for data analysis and surveillance. According to federal documents that we dug up on a General Services Administration website, Palantir's Immigration OS software serves several key functions. Immigration OS would help ICE with, quote, targeting and enforcement prioritization, end quote, which includes, quote, streamlining selection and apprehension operations, end quote, of criminals and people who have overstayed a visa. Additionally, the software would support, quote, self-deportation tracking, end quote, with, quote, near real-time visibility into instances of self-deportation and integration with enforcement prioritization systems, end quote. Nothing says lifestyle brand like building stuff that tracks people in near real time. And whatever your belief on immigration and legal or illegal immigration, none of it really matters here because this stuff can all be turned against anybody. And in fact, citizens have already been arrested in connection with technologies like this, with surveillance technologies that are being deployed. And we had the example previously where private company AI facial recognition technologies lead to wrongful arrests, where people then are awarded potentially millions of dollars when they are proven right that it was a wrongful arrest because the police trusted an AI facial recognition technology that had a false positive, even though basically none of the other demographic information matched, such as height, age, eye color, and profession, things like that. Anyway, as for the lifestyle brand, maybe we'll get our version of social credit score for repping Palantir drip when the surveillance cameras see us. Additionally, the ICE document said, quote, Palantir is the only source that can provide the required capabilities and prototype of Immigration OS without causing unacceptable delays, end quote. Those spelling errors would be embarrassing if they came from a federal agency after English was designated the official language of the United States. Further, ICE said Palantir systems, quote, are already ingesting and processing data from multiple ICE, DHS, and external sources necessary to deliver these capabilities. This allows ICE to leverage the existing infrastructure already in the ICE environment to accelerate the timely delivery for Immigration OS, end quote. Now, it's unclear what data the so-called external sources that they're referring to provide. Now, the reason we're getting into all of this sort of ICE and ICE use of Palantir software is because Palantir regularly insists that it is not a surveillance company. So it's not about immigration and what we or anyone else thinks about that. It's about the fact that Palantir says they don't do surveillance. And they say that, we think, because they want to make sure people's guard is down and people think that it's not used in this way. It's used for things like Lowe's logistics, as NVIDIA and the Palantir team said, or it's used for war or something like that. But actually, this company that says it's not really a surveillance company sure seems to do a lot of surveillance stuff. So, for example, in another document we found about Immigration OS from October, ICE said Palantir would continue to, quote, refine the deployed operational solutions that streamline identification of aliens who are out of status, prioritize based on risk factors, provide targeting data to the field in support of daily apprehension operations, and inform custody determinations, and track the status of deported aliens, allowing for officers and agents to have real-time data in the field, end quote. This is a description of a very surveillance-rich piece of software coming from ICE itself, a customer of Palantir, considering that Palantir insists that it is not a surveillance company. But Palantir works with ICE to provide software, and to quote the EFF, ICE just went on a, quote, surveillance shopping spree, end quote. The EFF cited a Georgetown Law Center report stating that ICE had, quote, scanned the driver's license photos of 1 in 3 adults in the country and, quote, had access to the driver's license data of 3 in 4 adults, end quote. It also says that, quote, ICE was tracking the movements of drivers in cities home to 3 in 4 adults, end quote, and that ICE utilizes surveillance dragnets, utility records, and data collection to track people, including citizens. Just recently, and shortly before publishing this video, ICE shot and killed a 37-year-old American citizen in Minneapolis. ICE had deployed 2,000 agents to Minnesota a few days prior in the, quote, largest immigration operation ever, end quote. As part of the operation, the Department of Homeland Security said it had arrested more than 1,000 people in Minnesota. After the killing, the Minneapolis mayor had a message for ICE.
To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here.
Now, this is highly relevant to the topic today. ICE is an agency that claims to be dedicated to immigration enforcement. They are actively deploying technology against American citizens born in the United States to surveil them. So these are people who shouldn't even really fall under ICE. ICE has arrested and detained hundreds of people, including more than 170 U.S. citizens, according to ProPublica. Palantir has profited from ICE contracts for years, including multiple multi-million dollar deals within the last year, according to documents on the Federal Procurement Data System. However, ICE is just one of many federal agencies that work with Palantir. Other agencies include the Army, FBI, Air Force, National Institutes of Health, IRS, and U.S. Special Operations Command. According to USAspending.gov, the federal government has awarded $3.6 billion to Palantir, with the Department of Defense as the top bankroller. The Department of Homeland Security, which also includes ICE, has spent the third most with Palantir. The company also recently landed a $10 billion contract through 2035 with the Army. In its last quarterly SEC filing, Palantir reported that 55% of its revenue came from government sources for the 9 months that ended on September 30th, 2025, and 73% of Palantir's revenue came from U.S. customers. The U.S. government is Palantir's sugar daddy, and maybe that makes sense why NVIDIA is cozying up to them. The two have spent a lot of time courting the U.S. government. So looping that back in too, Yuna said, we have a right to question the government, which wasn't really what we were doing, but okay. And as we said before, we see Palantir as an extension of the government. So accepting his invitation to question the government, Palantir makes millions of dollars from U.S. government and taxpayer dollars. Palantir may want to change its public perception to be seen more positively, which seemingly is why it now calls itself a lifestyle brand through the words of Eliano Yunus himself. But selling merchandise won't be able to whitewash how its technology is used for surveillance and for targeting. And Palantir's tagline is, quote, software that dominates, end quote. And we told Palantir that we'd arrange a time to meet with them. We have an email out now to Palantir's PR team. Check your inboxes, please, to arrange a visit. And as we said, all of our conversations with Palantir will be treated as on record, and we will share the information with you. Palantir, when you're watching this, let's be 100% fucking clear. Not a single goddamn thing will be off record, all right? All of it is on record. As a closing point, we'd like to formally enter into Palantir's video editing competition. On December 2nd, Eliano strategically tweeted that people good at creating and editing videos would receive some free Palantir fit for the best 45-second cut of a Palantir Carp edit. Now, we're good at creating and editing videos, so here's our attempt at it.
We stand for the rule of law.
I had all sorts of fantasies of using drone-enabled technology to exact revenge.
We are highly ethical, but don't believe us on that.
Well, I love the idea of getting a drone and having light fentanyl-laced urine spraying on analysts who've tried to screw us.
We are very comfortable being unpopular. You know, you're unpopular. It's not pleasant. You're not going to like it. I don't like it, actually.
Palantir is here to disrupt and make our the institutions we partner with the very best in the world, and when it's necessary to scare enemies and on occasion kill them.
Not only was the patriotism right, the patriotism make you rich.
I don't think in win-lose. I think in domination.
I am as obnoxious in private as I am with you.
Eliano Yunus originally declined being on camera before we pushed, at which point he accepted on behalf of Palantir. We won't hold the initial declination against him, and from one merch guy of strategic engagement to another, we'll even offer him a surveillance-free GN t-shirt when we visit. So, that's the plan. We'll be in touch with Palantir if they respond, if they were serious about their invitation the second time they responded. But this is the company that responded to us. The fact that Palantir responded to us is still baffling to me, but here we are. We're looking forward to learning more about them. And as always, you can support us directly on store.gamersnexus.net as part of our AI Dystopia series of video coverage. We have reports on this company's partnership with NVIDIA previously. That's the one they were sensitive about and responded to very defensively. And you can support us also by subscribing or going to patreon.com/gamersnexus. Thanks for watching. We'll see you all next time.